it's been a year after of Thanos' snap. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's still devastated, the devastation period of the MCU, but nobody's talking about the Avengers snap at Endgame. What's up, guys? I am Justin. Welcome to Heart and Marvel podcast. I got Devontae with me today. We're going to be talking about the snaps that nobody is really talking about. Yes, Thanos' snap was detrimental. We couldn't believe everybody who died, Spider-Man, Black Panther. I couldn't believe that they did it, but also that was a very ballsy move, and that was great for them to do, even though it was like a catch-22. But with Hulk's snap bringing the people back, as well as Tony Stark's snap, basically taking out all of the Thanos' party, and including himself, what does that cause? What do you think about that? What does that do?
It kind of, for me, it brings up the Spider-Man Far From Home dilemma with Mysterio, where he's talking about the multiverse.
Yeah.
And I've heard people online saying that it actually was caused because of the two Thanos snaps. Mm-hmm. But I think because of the time period that happened within, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I think because of how close it was, the Hulk and the Iron Man snap, it created the ripple effect. And I think because of that, the MCU has their ultimate way in of allowing all these other properties to come in however way they want. They can either reboot it the way they want to, they can bring in the exact same cast that they want to. They already own the Fox libraries. Yep. They basically have artistic freedom to do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, and being that, I feel that, and I really agree with that. With, you got to think about the third arc of the Endgame. We had Hulk snap, right? And I think it was minutes from Thanos return, well, not returning, I'm sorry, his past self went into the future, right, where we have already talked about, and there's so much content out there, guys, so if you're listening to this and hearing it for the first time, cool, you're hearing it from us. But a lot of people are like, well, that's a plot hole, because how did, Nebula only had one of the pin particles, but Ebony Maw, being the genius as he is, and Thanos basically multiplied that in a massive amount. Because again, with us, it was only a couple minutes, but there, in all these time frames, it could have been years, and they went into that back in that time. So, with that being said, think about that Hulk snap, and then when at the end of the movie when Tony snapped, that was maybe an hour between the two, and those are two cosmic snaps, again, within a five-year period, that it came from the same place, Earth. So that's the thing. Now, I'm not backing Thanos' snap. Of course, he took out half of all life in the universe, but bringing that back and then taking out a very balanced, I'm not going to say that, a very a cosmic entity like Thanos, I'm gonna call him a cosmic entity. That did a lot. That did a lot of ripple effect. And you got to think about the cosmic entities now, like Eternity, the One Above All. All these kind of ones that literally are overseeing these timelines and these universe and taking notice of everything. What did that cause? And I think that caused more of a negative effect. Not in the same context of Thanos, but it created a very negative context that will literally create the next three phases of Marvel.
I mean, we've already kind of seen it already. You know, Mysterio coming to the universe, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're introducing the whole Dark Evil Coulson. Mm-hmm. So right now, I just think they're just laying the groundwork for the whole idea.
Of the Dark Avengers, maybe? Dark Universe? But this is the thing. As soon as Mysterio said in the Spider-Man trailer, Earth 616, I lost my stuff. Because that literally opens the gate to Secret Wars, all these multiverse movies. Because, again, this is the thing that Secret Wars did, okay? And, again, we talked in an episode earlier. We're talking about Hickman, but what Hickman did with Secret Wars is that all these other different series, and this is the thing that true comic book lovers will really appreciate, that is that what Secret Wars did is created a continuity between everything that has ever been made, with all the different Spider-Mans that have been made, all the different X-Mens that have been made, all the different Avengers that have been made over the past decades. Secret War put it all together and say, oh, these were just different universes.
And now they can merge. Bam. They want to.
Bam. So that opens the gate to literally the Venomverse, Sony's Venomverse coming into it. All these kind of things. We are literally seeing from Endgame, going to Disney Plus, going into what Jonathan Hickman's doing in the comic book industry, all these kind of things literally changing the way stories you do. Yeah. Changing the way you do stories, changing the way how stories bleed into the TV, bleed into a cinematic, bleed into the book, bleed all these kind of things, mm-hmm. and basically affecting each other. Like, whatever you see, like let's say if a Wolverine TV show comes out on Disney Plus, if he loses his arm, then in the next X-Men movie, he will have no arm because you needed to watch the TV series. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Like the endless possibilities, let's say they want to bring in Miles Morales from the Into the Spider-Verse movie.
The animated one.
They could do that.
Bring the animated one into the actual live action. Totally possible.
Or vice versa.
Totally possible. Totally possible. Marvel. Guys, Marvel's killing it, man.
They're single-handedly changing the way we're telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's ever done it at this kind of level before. And it's amazing.
And it's something that we don't have something to fall back on. We don't have any type of reserve. We don't have any type of template because we were just blown away of what is happening in this universe. And literally, being that Tony snapped, and spoiler alert, I mean, pretty much if you haven't seen Endgame, what the frick? But after he dies, that's fine because we can find another alternate Tony. Just like with Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, mark my words, this is not just me, this is a big of the community. Hugh Jackman will come back as Wolverine, Old Man Logan, in Secret Wars. That's totally possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it will happen. Come on, man. We got to read between the lines, guys. That the Avengers snap, that the Hulk snap, and we'll just say this, the Hulk snap and Tony snap, which was what's called now the Nano Gauntlet. It was not called the Infinity Gauntlet, which we all know. We kind of knew it from a couple of the actors that the original title was going to be called Infinity Gauntlet, which we already knew that. But they changed it to Endgame. But Tony's gauntlet is the Nano Gauntlet. So from Hulk's snap and Tony Stark snap, that is literally restructuring everything. And also at the same time, discombobulating everything. That's pretty much it. Drop the mic. All right, guys. So that's pretty much it, guys. If you have any feedback, any comments of yourself, what are the things that I missed, some of the things that actually caused you to, like, say, what the crap, just please leave your comments below. Anywhere that you can leave comments on the podcast or anywhere you're listening to this podcast. If not, head on over to our social media accounts at Hard In Marvel Podcast, or you can hit up my personal Twitter account, Justin W. Harden, and hit me up with your comments. Enter to win the Hard In Marvel, I don't know why I said that, Captain Marvel Blu-ray that we're giving away. All you have to do is be a subscriber to our YouTube channel, like the latest video, comment, whatever you want to comment. Say, what's up, Justin? Thank you for all the awesome stuff that you've been releasing, all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, hit the notification bell. That's pretty much it, guys. So thank you again, taking time out of your busy day to hear us rant, as always, and me once again stumbling over whatever I'm saying. So, all right, guys, stay awesome and stay blessed.